Welcome to episode 55 of the Geeks for the Win podcast. I am William, known as Poetic Soul 44, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Sup, Internet. It's Casual Terror here.
And, you know, Henry would be with us, but it's his anniversary. So, happy anniversary, you know, Henry.
That's no excuse, goddammit.
But he didn't even say anything either. I mean, I've just been so busy, you know. He told me I knew when his anniversary was, but I didn't, you know, realize what the actual date of, like, you know.
Oh wait,
that it was like
Tuesday.
No, I knew what it was, but I didn't realize what, like, today's date was. You know, I had no idea what, you know. I haven't paid attention to what the date is the last couple days. It's just been crazy. And then, you know, I see on Twitter everyone's wishing him happy anniversary, and I'm like, is it the 16th already? Damn. And then, you know, I tweet him and I say, you know, hey, you know, we can do the we can do our main show, you know, or we can do the show we had planned another time, you know, reschedule that since it, you know, your anniversary. He never said anything, or, you know, hey, I need to reschedule because it's my anniversary. He didn't say anything. I was the one who actually initiated that, and I was like, yeah, Stuart and I can talk about some other stuff. So,
and we all knew it too. Like, oh, it's Tuesday, yeah, it can be anniversary. Just did not think anything about the show. Nope.
Well, I didn't know it until I woke up, and then I was like, wait, tonight's the show. So, yeah. Just because, like I said, I had no idea it was the 16th today. I thought it was, like, I don't know, the 14th. I'm behind. I'm so behind, but not as behind as you.
Speaking of being behind,
I want to talk about Torchwood, but someone...
I'm 3 weeks behind.
Three episodes behind, yeah.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to have that conversation another time, unfortunately.
Oh, we will.
But,
I will get caught up one of these days.
Hopefully soon, but...
Yes.
That just reminds me, we wanted to do, like, a special episode for the first half of Doctor Who, and the second half's about to start soon.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
The 26th?
So, I don't know. But, so what else has been up with you in the past week, Stuart?
Not a whole lot. I've started playing Saints Row 2 for the fifth time again. I love the Saints Row series. And every time I watch any of the trailers that's been coming out, I want to play it. Really bad. So I go and play some Saints Row 2.
Hmm. Okay.
I went to go see Rise of Planet of the Apes. And if you follow me on Twitter, you know what I think about it, because I said it's the best movie that I've seen this year.
That's a high praise.
It is a high praise.
But you haven't seen... there's been a bunch of movies you haven't seen, though, so...
True. It's the best movie that I've seen so far.
Yeah. This year. We were discussing that Captain America is still one both of us needs to see.
Uh-huh. I've been hearing such good things about Rise of Planet of the Apes that it's just on a much higher scale than... even that one, so.
Yeah.
I do want to talk a little bit about Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
No, go ahead.
It, you know, you should definitely see it. You said you didn't want to see it, but you definitely should. You know, go to a matinee or something. Just go see it. It is so good. The kid who plays Matt Malfoy is in it, and he plays an asshole. So, I'm kind of. That kid is just destined to play assholes. He should try to get out of that, but no, he was good. He was good in it. He was kind of torturing the apes at an ape facility. There's one part in the movie where you just go, "Holy shit!" I don't want to spoil that part, because that's a good part. But I will say this, the line, "Get your hands off me, you damn dirty ape," is in the movie. So.
Okay.
And it does make also subtle hints about, you know, like, you see something on news. Hey, the first manned mission to Mars launched today. And then a little while later, you see a newspaper. Lost in space? Question mark. So that kind of sets up for, you know, another movie. Because that's what, you know, the whole premise of the last movie was, hey, some guy went to Mars, was supposed to go to Mars, and ended up not.
Yeah.
So. That's really been my week. How about you?
Let's see. Really haven't done much. I mean, I finally did get caught up on Torchwood. When I got caught up on it, I was 2 weeks behind. Well, I was 1 week behind, and then the last episode, so I got caught up like right before the last one came out, so I was only 1 week behind. But and then got caught up on some Breaking Bad. I haven't seen the newest one that was on Sunday. But Breaking Bad's really good. You really need to see that show, Stuart.
I've seen the first season.
You have?
I've seen the first season.
How come you never told me this?
I did tell you this.
When?
When we were going to talk about Breaking Bad on this show.
When was that? I'm confused.
Back when we were doing our old format of we're going to spend the entire episode talking about one thing.
Well, we would have done that if I would have known. So, I mean, did you not like it, or?
It was okay. I mean, I guess, you know, it was the first season. It didn't really know what it was.
It was a short season too.
It was a short season, like 6 episodes, something like that.
But it honestly, it's one of the only shows I've seen where it actually gets better with each additional episode.
I've heard that this next season is its last.
The one after this, yeah.
The one after this, okay. Yeah, okay. So the next season is its last.
Yeah, which it should be, because I would just hate for it to try to go like 7 seasons or whatever, even longer, and it just go to shit, because it's like really a great show.
Another good show that got canceled recently was Eureka.
Oh, really?
Eureka got canceled. It's got one more season left.
So I guess having Felicia Day on the show didn't really help it much.
Well, I don't understand why, because it's a good it's a good show, and there's a lot of people watching it. So I don't.
There's a lot of people watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it's... okay. It's got. I mean, it's not on the Friday night death slot. It's on Monday nights.
Yeah. See, you paused for a second after saying it's a really good show, and I was about to say, Firefly says hello.
But it got moved to Friday though.
Yeah. But I don't know. That I still need to watch more of that show, because it did interest me. I just haven't gone back to it.
You only watched like the first episode.
Yeah. But the first episode was like a movie. It was long.
It was a 2-hour premiere.
But yeah, it did interest me, and I don't know. Maybe I'll just wait till it's like, yeah, maybe I'll just wait till it's like completely done and then I'll just power through it.
Well, Netflix is, you know, it's only got like, you know, up to season 3 and they're on season 5 right now.
Oh, they are. They're on see? That's nothing to get all upset about. 5 seasons.
But it's still really good.
Yeah, but you don't want it to, like I said, with Breaking Bad, like, you don't want a show to just keep going and then it, you know, you want it to go out while it's still good.
I mean,
so
the,
you can say, like,
the,
that was an awesome show. There was, you know.
The other show that's based in the same universe, Warehouse 13, is still going strong, so. Because there's a bunch of crossover.
That's in the same universe?
Well, there's a bunch of crossover episodes.
Huh.
Like, last night's episode of Warehouse 13 was a crossover episode.
Hmm. I've seen that. I haven't watched it, but I've seen, like, tons of people talk about that.
That's another really good show.
See, and I would watch both of those, you know, a lot more of both of those if I had the time, but I really haven't had time.
Work tends to eat up time.
I know. It really does, especially when I end up having to stay longer than I'm actually scheduled to. Because of people,
I always hated that.
People walking out and leaving and quitting and all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh,
people not doing their jobs on Saturday, so we have to do Saturday and Monday's work on Monday.
I remember when I used to work at Steak and Shake, I was scheduled to be off at 9. One time, I didn't get off till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. How late does Steak and Shake stay open?
It doesn't close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I've never been to one. There's one down the street from me, but
it's like a Denny's. Except it doesn't serve breakfast all the time.
It's like right across the street from Denny's too, funny enough. And then like next door is IHOP.
Well,
yeah. So they're all like right next to each other.
You got a choice. How fat do you want to get?
Yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm really been wanting a milkshake, so maybe I'll end up going there soon.
Steak and Shake is known for milkshakes. They're really good.
Yeah. So, but anyways, yeah, just been basically crazy with work. And it'll all pay off once I get my nice fat paycheck. See, I'm excited about my paycheck, but I'm not, because as soon as I get it, it's like, yay, I have money, and then it's taken away and goes to bills. And I'm like, aw, but I'll end up having some money, a nice little, enough to survive, basically, which is pretty nice.
It's all you need.
Enough to save, put in savings, and then, you know, like I said, money to survive. But that's basically it. I mean, I haven't really done anything. I mean, I watched, you know, the couple episodes of Torchwood and then one episode of Breaking Bad that I was behind on. And Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja Connect.
Fruit Ninja is amazing. I haven't had much time to play a lot of it, but it's amazing. And
it is.
I hate the fact that I played it offline, and then I went online, and my score didn't carry over. I hate that.
Did your offline score beat my score?
Yes, it did. It did. And I played for a good maybe 30 minutes trying to beat that.
Okay,
and I finally did.
When was this? Because my score has gone up since then.
What's your score?
Since 401.
Oh, mine was like 450 something.
Okay.
I was
actually
like so proud of mine.
I'm going to have to admit, the 401 was not me. I had some friends over, and I just said, "Hey, check out this game." So, you know, we all, so they all had to turn, at it. And one girl got up and one of the other girls was started screaming her ex-boyfriend's name, and she just went nuts.
Huh.
So,
okay.
So that's a way to unleash aggression. It's Fruit Ninja Connect.
I don't know. I don't think of it as releasing aggression, really and truly. I just think of it as, this is really fun, this is really cool, and this is a reason why to have Connect.
Well, I mean,
games like this.
That pomegranate kind of needs some aggression there.
Oh yeah, the final fruit or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many times can you hit those? Do you know?
My max is 50.
Yeah, I've gotten to 52. Okay.
But I've heard of in the 60s.
Okay, I've only gotten to 50, so. But it's so much fun. I mean, and you can play it sitting down too.
I haven't tried.
Yeah, because my sofa's about, what is it, 1, 2, 3 feet away, and my Kinect's like right underneath my TV, so I'm able to sit down. And I love how you can it's set up to where you can see like your shadow, like a shadowy figure of yourself, all ninja like. And I just, it's an awesome game, and I just see myself playing more and more of it. And you know, I didn't even, I played like, you know, what was it? I think two out of the three you get in the trial, and I was like, okay, I'm buying it. And I bought it. Thankfully, I already had the points on my account. I finally spent points that were on my account that I've been saving up for I don't know how long, but that's basically all I've been playing, though, honestly. I haven't really felt like playing much. I wanted to jump in on Borderlands with some people. Like, I think they were playing last night, I think. I wanted to, but the TV was tied down by Monday Night Football. And then they never even watched it.
Well, that's kind of how that works.
Yeah. They watched, like, a little bit of it, and then phone calls, and then other shit, and I'm thinking, why the fuck? And I had it on my laptop. I had like ESPN streaming. I found like an ESPN UK stream or whatever of the game, and I had it on my laptop. And then I had it hooked up to the TV for them. And I'm thinking, why did I go through all this trouble if y'all aren't even gonna watch it? Come on now.
I can just see you standing behind them, holding your copy of Borderlands. You look down, and a tear falls on the case.
Man, I know. That's exactly how I felt. But, you know, after seeing that Borderlands 2, you know, teaser, I'm, like, all excited and happy. And it didn't really show too much.
It just showed nothing.
It showed maybe, the guy, like, a new character.
Weapons.
Yeah, one of the new characters, and then, like, I think a new enemy, or maybe two.
I didn't see any enemies. I just saw him just shooting.
Well, he was shooting at some enemies.
Yeah, but they were off screen, weren't they? I've only seen it once, and that was at lunch. So.
Ah, okay. But that's basically it for me. Just been working, checking my phone every now and then, seeing things, favoriting them that I see on Twitter, and forgetting about them till someone reminds me, like with the Borderlands teaser. And then I saw
I honestly can't believe you forgot about it.
I just been tired, honestly. Working nonstop. I don't get any. I just don't get breaks, really. I get a break every now and then to get some water if I need to, but just trying to work and get out of there as soon as I can. But I guess we can move on to, I guess, our only real topic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess Hollywood remakes and slash sequels that are upcoming.
Yeah.
We've got a big list, and basically, this is going to be a giant rant fest.
It is.
So, it's going to be like, I don't know, not anti-geeking, but... It's
a lot of, this movie, why are you remaking this movie? It was perfect to begin with. This movie, too, why this movie?
Exactly.
It's a lot of that.
So, I guess, where do you want to start? Like, we have a couple... lists. Which list do you want to start with?
Well, I think the one you can probably rant about the most is the remake, rumor of Clue.
Oh yeah, I didn't even. That's not even on the list, is it?
I know. Yeah, it's not on any of the lists that I've seen.
That's like blasphemy almost.
I've heard about it on podcasts though.
I just don't. I mean, go ahead. You start first. I want to hear what you think.
Clue. Well, I know why would you remake Clue? It's a perfect movie to begin with. Don't do it.
Exactly. I mean, I feel this. I mean, I just don't see how you can remake something like that. I mean,
no.
Because
I mean,
when you're trying to do something, I think that movie was just awesome because they didn't realize how awesome it was going to be. They just had an idea, they did it, and it just became awesome. You know what I mean?
And the joke of having multiple endings and having multiple killers, you can only do that once and have it be funny.
Oh, exactly. I mean, it's just so stupid. I mean, I like I said, it's something that, like, it's just awesome because it's something that happened and they didn't plan on it. Like, they didn't go into it saying, oh, this is going to be a legendary movie that people are going to, you know, a cult classic. I mean, I don't think they went in making that movie thinking that.
And, yeah, no.
You know, trying to, and I mean, with remakes, like, this is going to be a big theme. I mean, with the remakes, trying to remake something that's like, you know, oh, this is an awesome movie, we're going to remake it, and, you know, because it's such an awesome movie and it needs an awesome remake. I mean, when you have that attitude, it fails a lot of the time, like 9 out of 10 times. I mean, I don't know. I've never really seen, it's rare that I've seen a remake of a classic movie and I've liked it. I don't know whether...
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, that's Planet of the Apes has been remade, like, the last...
The Ring?
Yeah.
How's that? You know, we were talking about that earlier, The Ring. That was a remake.
Well, The Ring was wasn't necessarily just a remake, it was a, translation, like a translation remake. Stuff like that, I can understand, because, I mean, there's a big audience who's not going to want to watch a Japanese movie, you know? I can definitely understand that. Let's see.
RoboCop. How about that?
Oh, RoboCop. I see. That's another movie where I think it. I mean, even to this day, the first one's still pretty cool because it's like. Kind of cheesy cool, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, because I didn't for a second believe that dude lost his hand. No.
Yeah, so, I mean, I just don't... I think, like with RoboCop, a lot of the love for it is the way it's cheesy, but it's still entertaining. And, you know, with the remake of RoboCop, they're just going to, you know, throw money at it and try to make it all super serious and, you know, this is realistic, and I just don't know if that is what people would want to see. Maybe this new generation, you know, like, I don't know, but not our generation or older generations.
I mean, I mean, jokes about RoboCop are still being made. I mean, Duke Nukem had a RoboCop joke. Did you catch it? When you were playing through it?
I don't remember. Oh, yeah.
That joke. And he said it wrong. And so.
Maybe he said it wrong.
Didn't play loud enough, so.
Yeah, I heard it, but I don't think they. I don't know. Yeah, it played well on the recording, but I don't know.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I guess,
Short circuit. This is the movie that kind of spawned this topic, was when I heard about this movie being remade. I loved Short Circuit growing up. Johnny Five was my hero. Johnny Five is alive, man. Ugh. Just anger seething about a remake of that movie.
I haven't watched Short Circuit in like at least 10 years. It's just been a movie I've been afraid to watch again. I've just been afraid that it just doesn't hold up. Have you watched it recently? Can you?
No, reassure me? Not in a while, but I mean, he was the inspiration for WALL-E. I mean, they look almost identical.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So, and I loved the movie WALL-E, so. Ugh.
I've never seen WALL-E. So. Yeah.
I need to get a cricket sound. Kind of open up my window. You might hear it or something, but really? You have not seen WALL-E?
I haven't. I mean, it took me a while to see Up, even.
It took me a while to see Up as well.
I still haven't seen Toy Story 3 either. I don't know. I just hear that it's just Toy Story 3 is just, it just gets you and it just makes you all, you know, like, you know, teary eyed or whatever.
It's Toy Story. It's Toy Story. It's what you want in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Let's see, another remake that kind of pisses us off.
Oh, I've got one. Probably one of the biggest ones that I'm upset about.
I think I'm looking at it too.
Remake of The Crow.
Oh, no, not that one then, but okay.
Cause
yeah,
the Crow,
you were telling me about this one.
The Crow is like my favorite movie, honestly. It's like my favorite movie. I've watched that movie probably.
Don't kid.
500 times? Somewhere around there? I was obsessed with that movie like throughout junior high and high school. Haven't watched it too much in the last like couple years, but as soon as it comes out on Blu-ray, I best believe I'll be watching it like crazy again. But they were supposed to have the big, I guess they were going to have Bradley Cooper from like The Hangover, and I think he was in the remake of the A-Team movie. Another remake.
Yeah, but I haven't seen. Well, that was a remake of a TV show into a
movie. Yeah.
I haven't seen
it either. But
I've heard mixed things.
Yeah. He was supposed to be in it, but I guess he left, and now I told Stuart this, that when I saw this on Twitter at work, I felt like I was, I'm not kidding, I really felt like I was going to throw up a little. Stuart laughed, but I'm dead serious. That's how upset it makes me to read this, but the talks are Mark Wahlberg. That's pretty bad enough. I mean, Mark Wahlberg, I think. Everyone was all excited that he, like the director of who was going to do the Nathan or the Uncharted movie. I think a lot of people were excited that the director dropped out because he wanted to have Mark Wahlberg be in it. So that that upset me there. But then either, and also, what is it, Channing Tatum, which, you know, that name was like, yeah, I think I remember it, but can't be anybody good if I can't picture it, you know, if I can't think of who he actually is. And it's the dude who played in, like, that Step Up movie, that movie about dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw the first one. I was dragged to it by an ex-girlfriend. I mean, it was.
She's now an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. I never saw the second or the third 3D one or whatever, but I don't even know what else he's been in, really. But I looked on IMDb and I saw that, and I didn't recognize any of the other movies he's been in, so I'm thinking, no, hell no. But, I mean, that The Crow it's just an awesome movie that just shouldn't be, like, remade, because, I mean, and it has such a cult following. I mean, mainly, you go to Hot Topic, for instance, and you can find all kinds of, like, merchandise.
True.
Of The Crow and stuff like that, and other places as well. I mean, it's seriously a cult movie, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Bruce Lee's son, Brandon Lee, he died during the last parts of shooting that movie. I think that played a big factor, but I mean, because he, that was like one of his, that was like his, I think, second movie he did. I think he did some cop movie or whatever before that. But, I mean, that was like such an amazing movie. And he died like right after, like during it. And it's like, what could he have done, you know, what could he have done if he lived? I mean, it's just one of those things, just like Heath Ledger as the Joker, you know. You see him as the Joker and you're like, that was just an amazing role. What mm-hmm. the hell could he could have done so much more. I mean, he was at the highlight of his career, basically. And so I think that's a big factor for me too, why I don't want it remade. I mean, there's been different versions of The Crow. I mean, it's never been a complete remake, you know, the different versions of The Crow. They've just been like different, you know, weird different versions. It's hard to explain, but, and they were all shit. I mean, there was one with Tara Reid and
that was the only one.
David Boreanaz, or I can't pronounce his last name, the guy who played Angel, he was in it. There's one that just came on Instant
Terminator
Watch.
Terminator 2 kid.
Oh, yeah, and there's one on Instant Watch that just came, that's like Kristen Dunst was in it. I don't think I ever saw that one. I don't remember seeing that one. The TV show had the chairman from Iron Chef America. That was pretty interesting. Honestly, the TV show, I could watch. I actually watched some of that TV show and wasn't entirely bad. Like the different versions were, they were just horrible. But yeah, I guess I'm just, you know, kind of repeating myself from when we talked about The Crow last time. But that's a big thing for me. I mean, one, I don't want to see it remade, and two, Mark Wahlberg, Channing Tatum. Come on now. Get somebody at least decent. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, I think I'm just going to read a bunch off. That's just like, what are you guys thinking? Alien.
Hell,
American Pie.
I don't care about that.
They
never really, I never really.
The birds.
No, that's stupid. Yep. That's retarded.
Conan comes out this week.
I don't care about that. I mean, I don't care about seeing that. I'm not going to see it at all. It looks kind of dumb. You never saw the original Conan either.
No, I didn't. So.
The original is pretty good. I actually watched it again.
So I heard.
I actually watched it again, like, I think a few months ago, and it still kind of held up. It still was pretty entertaining. But, go on.
The crow you said, Daredevil, that kind of needed.
Yeah, that needs, because it was just horrible. I mean, Ben Affleck, come on now.
Fantastic Four is getting a reboot.
And then, see, I can understand that. I can understand,
yeah,
you know,
I can,
Fantastic Four, since, you know, they can't do any more sequels since Chris Evans is, you know, the captain.
Flash Gordon. Fletch?
Ooh, you missed. Ooh, I'm going to just quickly Escape from New York.
Oh, yeah.
That's, no.
That was the one I never saw. So I didn't,
you never
that
saw
one.
That's on Instant Watch, I believe. I believe it actually is on Instant Watch. That is like, I mean, Kurt Russell in that as Snape Bliskett is just like the true definition of badass. I mean, that's one of the most badass characters there is, honestly. That movie is like, I love that movie. Yeah, it is on Instant Watch because I added it recently.
There's another Kurt Russell movie getting a remake. Overboard. Did you ever see Overboard?
Oh, I don't think so.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn.
Let me Google it real quick.
Like, she was like some high, you know, some very rich person, and she fell overboard, off her yacht, got amnesia, and Kurt Russell, some poor hick in the middle of nowhere, convinced her that he was her wife, to help take care of his kids. It was a romantic comedy from like back in the 80s.
I don't think I remember. I think I remember seeing the cover. I'm looking at the cover or the poster or whatever you want to call it, but I don't think I ever saw it.
It's good. It's a good classic movie.
There's a rumor of another Kurt Russell movie, actually.
What was that one?
The Thing.
Again, one I haven't seen.
Oh, damn.
Okay. So Fletch. Footloose. Fright Night. We were talking about that before
that
the show.
I'm excited about that. It looks. I actually never saw the first one. So, you know. I don't know, but I'm excited about it because it looks kind of cool and it's got David Tennant in it, so.
It's going to be awesome.
Exactly. Go ahead and say the next one. Yeah, that. Actually, it's supposed to be a third one, right?
I don't know if it's a remake or if it's a third one. I don't know.
Yeah, I think the rumors is. God, who's supposed to be in it? I want to say Eliza Dushku.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, let me look.
Who?
I don't know. She's rumored to be in it. Wait, where is it?
She can't play the receptionist.
No, it's supposed to be a third one.
Okay. So this is.
Whoa! It's actually confirmed on IMDb because it says it says Anna Faris is rumored to be on it, and that Sigourney Weaver is rumored to be on it, and then it says Eliza Dushku as Moira, M O I R A. But it doesn't say rumored next to it. So, huh? That's interesting.
Let's just take a bunch of female actresses that everybody knows and throw it at it and see what sticks.
Well, I mean,
Sigourney
Weaver. She was in the, wasn't she in the older? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anna Faris. I don't know if I've seen her in anything besides the scary movies.
Like I said, let's just take a bunch of actresses and throw it at the wall. See what sticks.
Yeah, okay. She hasn't been in anything worth mentioning.
How about this one? Gilligan's Island.
What? That's like crazy talk.
That is.
Man.
2012.
Whatever.
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, that's confirmed. I've seen trailers.
And that's like The Ring.
It's a remake of a foreign film.
Remake of a foreign film. So, I can see that happening. You know, I can see why they're doing that, because you know there's millions of people in the English speaking people, millions and millions who won't want to read subtitles, or I mean, that just wouldn't work too well with a lot of people. So I can see them doing that, and probably better budget than what the foreign, I can't remember what country did it.
You said France, didn't you?
This
is an acclaimed European thriller, so.
I want to say something like Swedish or something, something weird. Not France, something not normal, but.
Not normal.
You know what I mean. Trying to go for that, what was it, Wordsmith Award again? Yeah. Second year in a row, baby.
We can do it. All right, Gremlins.
That's more crazy talk.
That is.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with Gremlins, you know.
Never saw Hawaii 5-0.
It was a TV series.
Yeah. Never saw Heavy Metal. Made. I've seen the box art, but that's about as far as I've got.
That's on Instant Watch?
Yeah, it is. I've seen the box art. That's it. Highlander.
That's a big what the no, you don't remake Highlander. I mean, the first movie was awesome. The TV series was awesome. The other movies after that were
TV series, it does not hold up today.
It doesn't hold up today, but back in the day, it was like amazing.
Okay. I remember watch watching it.
I remember recently. Watching it with my parents, like when it would come on, like new episodes and whatnot. It was amazing. I was like, hell yeah, chop his head off, gain his powers. I was like, that was like the coolest show to watch as a kid. I mean, like immortals fighting, and you know, it results in decapitation, and then the other one gets like shot up with electricity and gets like stronger, and I mean, that just screams like ultimate, you know, movie to watch as a kid.
And everybody in that movie had the best voices ever.
Oh, definitely. I mean, Christopher Lambert's amazing.
Exactly. I love his voice. I want his voice.
I mean, I just watched Mortal Kombat again, like the other day.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't hold up that well, unfortunately. Not as well as I thought it would. Christopher Lambert was awesome. Voice.
Quick tangent to Mortal Kombat. The Mortal Kombat Legacy stuff, the web stuff, that's for free on the internet. You can buy that on Blu-ray coming up in a month or so. Or two? Or three? But it's coming to Blu-ray.
That's kind of cool. I may end up picking that up, depending on the price.
Or, you know, you could watch them all for free.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's like, you know, 10, 15 bucks, I may pick it up just to have it. But if it's like 30 or higher, then hell no.
I think it's in the 20 range.
Who knows? 20. Amazon might have it cheaper. Amazon always.
Actually, I think that's where I saw it. Was Amazon. Yeah.
Next one.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. No.
I honestly don't care.
I loved I loved
the sure that the movie was you honey, know honey, it was kind of entertaining kids, as a honey. Kid, but even as a kid, I was thinking.
You were thinking.
Honey, we shrunk ourselves. Honey, I blew up the baby.
Honey, I blew up the kid. That was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
See, I would watch those, but even as a kid, I would think, this is kind of stupid, but I would just keep watching it. I don't know why. But, I had that, you know, realization that this is kind of dumb. You know, I'm watching it, but it's kind of dumb at the same time. I don't know. Then they had that TV series, the TV show. Did you ever see the TV show?
I did.
That was kind of good.
I watched it for quite a while. Yeah, it was okay.
I kind of liked it better than the movies, actually. But
yeah, it was kind of. Okay, don't know about The Howling, Jack Ryan, nothing. Jurassic Park, that's not a remake. That's at number 4. Don't know about that one or that one. Mr. and Mrs.
Monster
Smith?
Squad. That's supposed to be like a really, you know,
isn't
beloved
that a
movie.
Game?
I've never watched it. I've does it say it's a video game on a little description? I don't know.
No,
I don't
like,
think so.
Isn't that like a video game kind of like it's on the verge of like Pokemon or Digimon, but like the monsters are on discs.
No, that's Monster Rancher.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking that was a cartoon. Yeah. That was a good cartoon. That was a really good cartoon.
The only thing I remember is the eyeball guy. That's all I got from that.
The eyeball guy and Chi. I remember Chi, because that's all Chi ever said was Chi in a high-pitched voice.
Yeah, and it came off a PlayStation disc. It was even in the cartoon, it was a PlayStation.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because it kind of had the whole, you know, interaction of like, you know, here's a kid who plays games and he's getting sucked in. So you kind of had that whole, you know, I guess personalization thing. But I digress. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, didn't they just make that?
That was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, wasn't that like a couple years ago?
Well, okay, how old is this article? That should give us a clue. I thought this was like a year old.
This is, isn't it?
Yeah.
2010?
Yeah, 2010. When maybe they're remaking again?
Mr. and Mrs. Mr. and Mrs.
I have that on DVD.
When did that come out?
This is before Blu-ray.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe they're remaking it again?
That seems kind of crazy to remake it again.
Mr. Vengeance. Don't know. National Lampoon's Vacation.
Honestly, I never really got into those movies that much.
The first one.
I know that's like blasphemy, I guess, but I don't know. I just
Christmas Vacation.
Never been
I didn't really like the original Vacation movie was good.
Yeah, never been a big Chevy Chase fan. I mean, I liked him in a couple things, but. Never been a big fan of him, but next one. Go do the next one. This is big. This is
blasphemy.
Big.
The Neverending Story.
This is freaking stupid. Cause I guarantee you, you go watch this movie right now, the original one, it still holds up. I guarantee you. It does.
Falcor.
I mean, that was one of the best movies growing up. I mean, it was just amazing. I watched that movie like all the time. That and the second one, and was there a third one? I don't remember.
There was a third one.
There was
crap. Who played the kid?
I don't remember the third one. I just remember the first and second that had the same people in it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the first... Well, I think Atreyu was a different actor.
Yeah. But, I mean... This is such a good movie. Is it on Instant Watch? I gotta see, because I want to watch it now.
I'm looking up who played... he was a teenager in the third one. Neverending Story 3. This is great. Great podcasting.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. It's the Neverending Story was kind of like one of the, like, really? I definitely got to go back and see that, because I don't remember Jack Black, but Neverending Story was like one of those, like, kind of like the Labyrinth, and kind of like almost like the Muppet Jim Henson type vibe to it.
Yeah,
that would still hold up. I mean,
with the Labyrinth, the only thing I remember about that movie is some M.C. Escher stairs, and who's the guy? Bon Jovi? Like,
shut your mouth. Oh, no. David Bowie.
David Bowie. Sorry.
Sorry. He didn't just sing.
You and Elf. I apologize to you both.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I forgot about
the Elf, kid who played in Bastion and the Never Story 3 was the same kid who played in Free Willy.
Surprised they're not trying to remake that.
Huh? Yeah. Kind of surprised.
Damn it. Neverending Story is not on Instant Watch. That makes me kind of sad, but yeah, The Labyrinth. God, heavens forbid they try to remake that. Oh, that would make me so mad. I actually own The Labyrinth on DVD and Blu-ray. So.
I saw it when I was very little. And I remember being very creeped out.
It's on Instant Watch.
I know it is, but...
I was okay. About to say, if it wasn't on Instant Watch, I'd send you my e-copy and make you watch that. Because
okay.
I got the Blu-ray, I'm fine. But, next.
Nikita? No, I never saw that one.
Nikita was originally a French movie. I've actually seen the French movie. Then it was...
Femme Nikita?
Yeah, La Femme Nikita. And then it was on...
It was a TV show.
It was a TV show on USA, like way back in the 90s, I think. That was a pretty good TV show. And then they made, there's a remake of it. I don't know if it got canceled or not. It's CW, I don't know, but the French version was, all right. I was forced to watch that in school. It was all right, but I actually watched the French version after the the TV show on USA, because it was like I would watch like.
Oh yeah, I remember that now.
You remember it?
I remember the USA show.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I would watch that, and then Highlander and stuff like that with my parents. Yeah, my parents
and then
let me
Walker,
watch
Texas Ranger.
Yeah, Walker Texas Ranger. Exactly. good stuff. But
okay. The Orphan, that came out, didn't it? I think it did.
That's The Orphanage.
Oh, I'm sorry, The Orphanage.
The Orphan was a different movie.
The Orphan did come out, but the Orphanage.
Crazy. Yeah. You talked about Overboard.
Pet Sematary. I didn't see this. You have?
Oh, it's such a great movie. Do you know what the premise is?
Pets who died come back to life as zombies.
There's like a weird cemetery. I can't remember if it's like a Indian burial thing, Indian you know, Native American reservation, whatever area or something. If it's something, I can't remember if that's what it is, but there's a cemetery where you can, like, bury your pets, and they'll come back alive, and they just become, like, chaotic and crazy. And then
there was a Simpsons spoof
they've
on
made,
that.
Yeah, they've spoofed that. But and then this couple, their kid died, so they decide to bury their kid. And their kid, and it's just ridiculous. And then in the movie, like at the end, I mean, spoilers, you know, it's like over 20 years old. But at the end, if I remember this correctly, at the end, the I think the mother died, and the husband ended up like looking at his wife like he was going to bury her. And then it like ended. It was an awesome movie. It really was. I remember it was one of, because back then when I watched it, I was like, what was I? I was like 10, and when around that time I was like all about horror movies, like Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, Puppet Master, you know, Friday the 13th, just Halloween, all kinds of horror movies. I would just, whenever we went to Blockbuster, I just look at whatever horror movie, I just go down the rack, and I seriously watched like all the horror movies at Blockbuster at one point. It was crazy. Because, I mean, they were like older, they were like 10 years old movies, so they were pretty cheap. So I was able to grab a couple at a time. But yeah, that really good movie, and I just don't know how. Of course, it was Stephen King's novel, it was based off of his novel, but they made a Pet Sematary too. I never saw that because I was like, it can't be that great. But yeah, definitely. I just don't see how I don't see how they're gonna be able to like remake some of these movies, because it just doesn't seem like a lot of these movies would work well with today's time. You know?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these movies were great because they were based, like, in the 80s. And the world's just changed so much in the last 20 to 30 years that some of these storylines just wouldn't make sense. That's just the way I see it. But I guess we can go on.
We talked about The Thing. The Thing was already a remake. You know that one?
Yeah, okay. I know. But the Russell Crowe one was like, way better. Or Kurt Russell, not Russell Crowe. Why am I saying? I'm tired. I'm glad I caught myself. I'm glad, because you never would have caught that.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Then I would have had like so many people on Twitter. I could just see like DeShane or, you know, for example, saying something, you know, on Twitter. Oh, but I'm glad
he would catch it.
I'm glad I caught myself. I'm just tired. But
okay, going on. Phantom Toll Booth. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I've never even heard of it.
I just know the name. Planet from the Apes. We talked about. It's extremely good. Police Academy. This is almost timely.
One of the guys from Police Academy, I think, died recently.
Yeah, that's why I said that.
Yeah. Can't remember where I heard that from.
It was the guy who played Hightower.
Yeah. He died. He was on like all of them, wasn't he?
Huh? Yes. No. He was in... He was in the first, second, and third one, and I want to say the fifth one.
Yeah, and then didn't they make it? Wasn't he on? I want to say, I heard that
somewhere. I didn't catch
on
that.
On some
one.
Podcast.
Which one?
You didn't hear what I said?
Nope, you Skyped out.
A TV series for Police Academy at one point, and he was on there. I want to say, I've never heard of that. I've never knew there was a TV series either, but I want to say I heard it on some podcast. I can't remember whether it was like, I don't know. I can't remember which podcast, but anyways.
Okay, Porky's. I've actually heard about this remake for years, but it has never gotten the green light.
Now, is Porky's the comedy, or...
Yes.
Was that the teen... Okay. Because there's another, like, Porky something, and I always get that confused with, like, there's some Porky's something that's a horror movie. It's got the name Porky's in it, and it's like a really terrible horror movie, and I always get those confused. Cause...
I don't know. There was a scene in Porky's that was kind of horrific.
See, I never saw Porky's. I never did.
I've seen bits and pieces. So, Red Dawn. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Wow, Red Dawn. Red Dawn's a good movie. That Chris Hemsworth. That's Thor, isn't it?
Yes. That is Thor.
He's in a lot of things.
RoboCop we already talked about. Rockford.
Yeah.
Romancing the Stone.
Rockford Files.
Nope.
I think I want to say like. I saw that on Instant Watch somewhere.
I've heard of it.
I want to believe.
The Shadow. Now I'm one of the rare people who actually kind of liked that movie.
The Shadow. What was it about? I'm trying to think.
There was a superhero called the Shadow. It was,
Gonna have something else then.
Oh.
I'm thinking of Dark Shadow.
It was one of the Baldwin brothers. I want to say it was
I've
Alex.
Never seen it then.
It was Alec Baldwin who was in it. He played the Shadow. It was very strange. I mean, it had a scene in it that terrifies me even today. Like, you just have horrible nightmares about it.
Oh, wow.
It. Like, he's having a dream, and he sees, like, this little scab on his face. So he picks at it, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. He ends up just ripping his skin off, and like pulling his.
Is he looking in the
off.
Mirror?
Yes, he is. And he ends up like
he's looking.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Dude,
because
that was
I don't
like
know.
One
I
of
think
my greatest, that's one of my
saw,
horrible
I saw
fears.
Family Guy. Family Guy
yes,
made fun
there,
of that.
There
Family.
A
I saw
that.
A Family Guy episode last night. Yes. He does it, and then he pulls it, and he's Hank Hill. I saw that last night, actually.
Yes, that is the spoof.
That's hilarious.
But
that's
dude,
hilarious.
That is, like, one of my greatest nightmares of all time.
Wow. But, like, I mean...
Ugh.
That's crazy. I mean, the fact that I saw that last night, and we're talking about it now. What are the odds? But, yeah.
Short circuit talked about that. Six pack, no idea what that is.
Spawn. I don't know. I don't know about how I feel about that. Spawn was just a great movie.
It was.
Michael Jai White, the guy who played Black Dynamite, and oh God, I can't think of. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Mortal Kombat. He's in the Mortal Kombat.
Jax?
Jax, yeah.
Okay. That took a bit, but okay. Spider-Man we know about. Spy Kids,
which
that's not a remake.
I'm glad about the Spider-Man, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's more true to the comics.
Yeah, I don't think Mary Jane is in it.
No,
if she is, she should show up at the end, and
that's probably what's going to be because
the famous line. The famous line, face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot.
Yeah,
that should be the ending title.
It's Gwen Stacy's definitely in this one. It's the what's her name, Emma Stone, is playing it, playing Gwen Stacy, and I like Emma Stone. So, but the main thing I love about this is he has mechanical web shooters.
Yes,
so that's true to the comics. Let's just hope that it's
he did later, somehow his web shooters did kind of infuse into his skin. But that's not until after he's married to Mary Jane.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, the time frame where the movie would be, high school, college, that type. Yeah. I mean, that was some of the best, some of the best times of Spider-Man is, he's low on his web cartridges, the web fuel. Yeah. He's got to, he's in a bind. That made things more suspenseful. And I mean, it also showed that, Peter Parker wasn't just a superhero with powers. He was a scientist. Yeah. He was a smart guy.
Exactly.
So
I'm looking at the IMDb, and I love Stan Lee's name. Like in the movie, it's Stan the Man. I love it.
I love how he makes cameos in all the movies. I love that.
Yes, I do too.
That just brings a smile on my face. I'm like, oh my god, that's Stan Lee. There he is. Awesome. it's like going to one of those movies. It's like a Where's Waldo thing. Have to look. Where's Stan Lee?
Yeah.
Okay. See, they should replace Where's Waldo with Where's Stanley. That would sell. I think that would sell big time. I'd buy a couple copies. So yeah, Spy Kids.
That's not a remake. Oh, I don't know. It's coming out. I don't know. It's a Spy Kids 4. Looks like shit.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
The first one was good. Superman. Have you seen the stills?
I've seen the one of him in the suit.
Uh huh. What do you think of him?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know about the he looks like he could be Superman, but I just don't like the uniform or the outfit or whatever you want
to
call it.
Once it was brought to my attention, that's all I see now.
But I mean, it just looks
like scales.
His suit just looks too shiny, I don't know.
It looks like scales, like lizard scales or fish scales.
Yeah.
And I don't. He looks the part of Superman. He really does.
Yeah.
Or will he look the part of Clark Kent?
That's a tough one. See, I would have loved if they would have gone with the what's his name, Tom Wellings.
He was good. He was good in Smallville.
I still gotta finish Smallville. I really want to.
I'm on season 10. But okay. What is it?
Suspicion.
Suspicion. That. Thank you. Never saw it.
I never saw it either.
Alfred Hitchcock. I don't know.
And then
Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Will Smith is supposed to be part of an Alfred Hitchcock remake.
Hitchcock 2. I would watch that. Hitchcock 2. I'd see that.
Okay. Isn't it Hancock?
Oh yeah, Hancock. Sorry. It's got cock in it. Hancock 2 there. Right? I watched that.
So you want to see it because it has Hancock. but yeah, I don't know. I just don't see Will Smith doing a remaking like a classic type movie. I mean, come on now. He's doing Men in Black 3.
Not heard good things coming from the set. Actually, I hear only bad
things. I can't take him serious anymore. Although, I probably will end up seeing Men in Black 3, just because.
Oh, yeah. We'll... Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, not like the movie's bad, just he's just, I've heard that he's kind of an asshole. Who would do the ninja rap? Oh god, I just got it. I just thought of somebody.
It'd be Eminem. Because they've got to keep with
the Eminem? White rap. I think so. See, yeah. I kind of made myself a little sick and thought maybe Justin Bieber.
Oh. No, it's got to be a rap. I can... Eminem.
Well, yeah, he would try to rap. That's what would make it so bad. Eminem, that would kind of be kind of good, because Eminem's a good rapper.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, you know, Vanilla Ice, he was like all right, but he wasn't like, he was like almost a one-hit wonder.
Ice Baby, that was it.
Yeah. So it'd have to be somebody bad who's a white rapper, or somebody who would be bad at rapping who is white, or something. I don't know.
So moving. Me. No. Or any white guy at all.
Yeah.
Teen Wolf, that's a TV series. That's not...
I've heard people say good things about it, but I actually watched the... I was flipping through
Teen
the
Wolf
channels
because
we don't have... Yeah.
But TV series is not. It's a...
Oh, yeah.
Twilight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the original movie just really doesn't hold up well. Honestly. I was flipping through channels because we don't have cable. We have an antenna that gets like a bunch of channels. But I was flipping through channels and it was on some random channel I've never even heard of. I guess it's some local channel, but it was brutal. It was brutal watching. I watched it, but it was just brutal.
I just remember... His dad's also a werewolf, and he plays basketball. And he's quite good at guitar.
Yeah, and surfing on a van.
Oh, yeah.
That was bad. While he was a wolf.
He was supposed to skip a generation. What? Ugh.
I don't know. It didn't hold up.
It's a stupid
comedy. It really did not hold up. But anyways,
okay.
Talk about the
thing. Tomb Raider. I don't think that would be a remake. I think that'd just be another one.
Yeah, it said it wouldn't be Angelina Jolie though. So it would be a remake. Oh God, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Oh. Okay.
Wait. Has distanced herself. Okay, yay. I didn't even... It just popped
okay.
out and... You know, it just popped out and I didn't read it all. And, okay.
Same
That's
here.
Good.
Same here. We both read that at the same time.
Yeah.
The Forest. I never saw it.
I didn't either.
True Grit.
That was the... That just came out, though. That actually looks good. The Tourist. Honestly, then Angelina Jolie, of course, and Johnny Depp. I want to say, is it on Instant Watch? I could be wrong. It might be. I'm looking now. My internet's kind of... Yeah, it is on... Wait, no. No, it's on my DVD queue. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
But that does look good. I just haven't gotten around to seeing it.
Okay, I have no idea what it's about.
But anyways,
True Grit. I've heard of it.
That came out, like, back when Tron did. Because it was like Jeff Bridges is in two movies competing against himself.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We have that one.
You have it, but you've never seen it?
No, because my mom bought it, and I never watched it. We have it. Okay.
It's a remake of the, what is
Lady
it?
Lady Killers.
Yeah, John Wayne.
Videodrome. I think I've heard of it.
I haven't.
The Warriors. Did you ever see the Warriors?
Yes. I haven't seen it in a long time, so I don't know if it would hold up or not, honestly.
I don't either. Like, I don't remember much about the Warriors except for Lipstick Lady and the guy clinking the bottle saying, "Warriors, come out and play." That's all. And they had to get to Coney Island. That's it.
Yeah.
Actually, I think a remake could do well with the Warriors.
Maybe.
Now that I'm actually thinking of the story, I think it could. Worst World, don't know. Yellow Submarine. The Beatles song. What? The Beatles, the animated movie. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I think I've heard of it.
I don't see how you're going to be able to do it without the Beatles. I mean, I've never seen it, honestly.
The Blue Meanies. Okay, that's it for
what
that
now?
List.
I kind of lost you there.
Yeah. I didn't say anything. You were gone. I just kind of kept silent. That's it for that list. Let's see. This next list, I'll just pick out a couple. Death Note. I don't see how you can remake. Do a Hollywood remake of Death Note. Because the Japanese movie was amazing. Actually, all three of them were. They were amazing. Are you there?
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you?
Okay. I have no idea what just happened there. All of a sudden, you were going all slow-mo, and then I don't know.
The Japanese version was very good.
Okay. We recording it still?
Yes. Okay. Recording again.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yellow Submarine. I never really saw it because...
All I remember is the Yellow Submarine and the Blue Meanies. That's it.
Into the Beatles. Kind of got me into the Beatles. Yeah. Oh, it's storming outside. All out of nowhere. Maybe that's why connection's kind of crappy, but anyways.
Okay, that's it. That's it for that list. Okay. I'm just going to quickly go through this other list. Death Note. I don't know how you can do a remake of the Japanese movies because the guy who they got to play L was perfect. The Evil Dead we know about.
Well, wasn't that Japanese though? The live action Death Note.
Yes, there were three of them.
Yeah, so maybe this would be a remake
that's what I was saying. The guy they got to play L was perfect. Like he looked and acted the part of L.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch
an American actor doing.
Yeah, it'd be weird, but I've been wanting to watch Death Note again. That was so good.
Yeah.
Ugh. But anyways, Evil Dead.
Evil Dead, we know about.
Well, supposedly Sam Raimi's supposed to be on it, and what, Bruce Campbell's supposed to be in it?
Well, Bruce Campbell is the one that kind of confirmed it.
Yeah. So. I don't know. We'll just see.
Ghost in the Shell. I don't know.
You skipped Godzilla.
Godzilla, there's so many fucking Godzilla movies.
Oh, Godzilla 2000 was awful.
Oh. No, you want to watch a bad one. Godzilla versus King Kong. That's a bad
one. Oh, I was about to say I'd rather watch Godzilla versus like the Mothman or all those Mothra? Old cheesy ones.
No, those are kind
yeah,
of
yeah, whatever.
I liked those.
Yeah.
Godzilla versus Mega Godzilla. Awesome.
But yeah.
Godzilla versus King Kong. That's a bad one.
I never saw it.
I loved Godzilla growing up.
I did too. But anyways,
Ghost in the Shell, Judge Dredd. Now the guy they got to play Judge Dredd is Bones from Star Trek. Not the old one, the new one.
Okay.
I think he could do the part. Let's see.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Lone Ranger got canned.
Yeah, Lone Ranger got canned. Three Musketeers.
That looks good. That really looks good. Yeah.
I think that looks pretty good. I'll admit, I was a fan of the old one. Like the one in like the 60s. I was a fan of that one. Are you there? Hello, William. No, you're not. William!
No!
Are you there?
You there?
Are you there? Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Hi. I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me? Taking no. Hello?
I'm here. You here?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Nothing. Yes, we know the internet connection has a problem. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hi. Hello.
You there? Can you hear me?
Yes. I hear you the entire time.
It gave me false hope because I heard you say, "Hello, are you there?" No, you're not. And I'm like, "Yes, I am." And then it it's playing games with us.
It is. Okay, Pamela's still recording.
It's because it's the weather. I know it.
Okay.
But, okay, still recording? Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, like I was saying, I was a fan of the original 60s, like the Three Musketeers. So. And then there was a remake in the 90s, and it was eh.
I remember seeing the trailer when I saw Pirates. It really looked pretty good. I gotta say, it was not on my radar. I heard about it. I was like, eh. And then I saw the trailer, and I'm like, I gotta see that. That looks pretty good. So, yeah.
I don't know, this still image I'm not a fan of. Some dude with really shaggy hair, big explosion in the background, and he's riding an invisible horse. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But check out the trailer if you can. Okay. I'm sure it's out already. I'm sure it was in Pirates, so. Oh damn! We skipped. Wait, is this what I think it is?
What?
Child's Play? They're remaking Child's Play?
Is that Chucky?
Yes.
Oh, see, I always hated Chucky.
Oh, I love Chucky. It scared the shit out of me, but I loved it.
Yeah, well, I had a My Buddy doll.
Oh.
You see where I was going with that?
Yeah, I never had one, so. Go me.
Yeah, I totally did. But... And, then, like, we tried to throw the thing out. But it kept showing up.
Well, did you try to, like, throw it out and then, like, your parents
yes,
saw and brought it back?
I don't know.
That's probably what it was.
Could have been. So then later, you know, it was dug back out when my sisters were born. And, you know, they took a black crown and scribbled on his face. So, it looks like he has scars.
Okay, so... Is that it? Yeah,
that's it. It's it for remakes that we've seen.
Oh, there's probably a bunch more that, you know...
Yeah, that we just don't know about.
Or that we can't think of the top of our heads, but... I guess, you know, there's a bunch of sequels, of course, coming out. Avatar 2. I really don't care. Bill and Ted 3. I guess that's not really looking likely anymore, but
no.
I would see that. I really would. I mean, I wouldn't see it opening. I would wait for it to come out on video, but I'd watch it. I'd watch it with Bill and Ted.
Yeah, I would too.
Another Bourne movie. Yeah. I've seen parts of the first one, and I don't know. Captain America 2, yeah. The Dark Knight Rises, hell yeah.
Definitely.
Despicable Me 2.
I'll watch it when it comes out on...
Yeah, I can't see where they would go with that, but okay, sure.
Yeah.
Fast and Furious 6, not really.
That was... I know... I'll probably end up seeing it, because I've seen every single one of them.
The Fighter 2, I haven't seen the first one. It's on Instant Watch, though. It's in my queue. Ghostbusters 3,
we talked about that.
Green Lantern 2, still need to see the first one.
Yeah.
I don't care what people say, I still want to see it for myself.
Same here.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance... I have actually heard good things about this one, which really has me thinking, really? Really? It's supposed to be good?
I have too. I've heard.
So, and I'm thinking, so wait, it doesn't have Nicolas Cage in it, right? That's why it's so good, right? No.
No, it does have it.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I like Nicolas Cage. I think he even though he's the same dude in every movie,
the dude's
I like him.
He's in all kinds of movies just because he's freaking poor. He's got to make money. I don't know why he's poor. I just know he's poor. I've heard so many people talk about that. But Hangover 3, meh.
Oh,
Hangover 2.
Hangover 2.
Hangover 2 was all right. I mean, it was all right.
I thought the Hangover was funny. I didn't really think Hangover 2 needed to be done.
The second
over three. I mean, really? You couldn't learn your lesson the first two times?
Well, like with the second one, they didn't think they were, you know, they weren't drinking. I don't think, if I remember correctly, they really weren't drinking, or they got their drinks switched or spiked or something. So
yeah, by the Zach, what's his last name?
Zach Galifianakis.
Galifianakis. Yeah, it was that dude.
The second one,
I knew that from the trailers.
If you like the first one, I would say watch the second one, because it's not funnier or as funny, but it's almost as funny as the first. I mean, it'll make you laugh. There are parts where it'll make you laugh, but in parts where it's like, that was just stupid. But anyways, The Hobbit.
That's looking good.
I'm waiting for that to come out, because as soon as that comes out, they can work on Hellboy 3.
Okay.
I love my Hellboy. I do. But James Bond, is that a new... Is that... another one with that one dude.
The one dude who's not James Bond? Yep, that is.
Daniel Craig. Yeah.
And the new Bond girl, wow. Is the girl who played, what's her name in Pirates of the Caribbean? Calypso.
Oh, Calypso. Oh, okay. Looked familiar.
Yeah, she's the new Bond girl, apparently.
I can't see that. Just because of that picture, you know? Maybe if she, they pretty her
that,
up,
that
maybe,
picture that they see.
But I don't like Daniel Craig. So, yeah.
No. The Bond movies that he's been in are not James Bond movies. They're action movies with the dude named James Bond.
I mean, didn't the last one, didn't he, like, become Renegade even?
I don't know. I saw...
I didn't see it, but I saw, like, the previews or the trailers, and it looked
like he's
become Renegade, and that's not James Bond.
I saw Casino Royale, and it doesn't have Q in it. And Q is my man, so I stopped watching James Bond.
I've seen every
single one up to that point.
Sean Connery is James Bond.
True.
He was the first, and then he even came back and did it again after a couple others, so.
Pierce Brosnan did okay. He was good.
Yeah, I guess. Mission Impossible, that looks... I've never seen a Mission Impossible, but I'm gonna go back and watch them. Because that trailer for Ghost Protocol looks amazing.
Simon Pegg is in it.
Yeah, I know.
Simon Pegg is in it.
But that just looks so amazing. That trailer, I don't know. It makes me want to watch the whole series now. Just so I can watch that one. But what is
one
it?
One is very good. Two is eh. Three is terrible. Okay, these next two.
Paranormal Activity 3. The first two.
You skipped three of them, but Oz Wars and Oz the Great and Powerful. They're Wizard of Oz movies. And one of them is a prequel. How can you have a prequel to a Wizard of Oz? Focusing on the wizard himself. Great. And I bet you're not even there, are you?
I'm here.
Okay, cool. Excellent. Just being quiet scared me. Don't do that.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Damn it! I hate
you,
Skype.
Dude, no, I hear you. I really do.
I hate you. Are you there?
That hurts my feelings.
Are you there?
I am here, yes.
Oh. I hate Skype. I hate Skype. Because I heard you...
Totally leave these in.
I heard you say, I bet you're not even there. And I'm like, yes, I am here.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Great.
No, you're supposed to say, good. Can you hear me now?
Good.
Come on now, you're the Verizon customer. I had to make that joke. But,
I tried to sidestep it, but,
Oz, yeah.
Oz Wars? The name sounds awesome. Tell you that right now. Oz Wars, awesome.
Anyway. Only if that would be like Oz from Buffy. Like, and he's like, he has his own army or whatever. That would be awesome. Don't ask me how I got that, but... But The Wizard of Oz doesn't need a remake. I mean, you have The Wizard of Oz, and then you have The Wiz, which was the... I guess, I don't know.
That was an African-American remake, Larry?
With, like...
Right?
Yeah, with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson, and that was good. That was really good.
Never saw it.
Aw, damn. It's a good movie.
I've seen... Tin Man, that was good. Did you ever watch that?
No.
It was a mini series on Sci-Fi.
I've seen it. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
It was good. With what's her name from Yes Man? That's for some reason that's the only thing I can think of her in.
Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
The one who was also in what was it, 500 Days of Summer?
Yes,
she's in that new TV show where she's like living with all those guys or something. She's in some TV show too, I saw. But yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of what I've seen her in recently, but anyway.
Yeah, she plays like the indie chick or whatever in all the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. But Twilight,
okay.
Paranormal Activity 3, never saw the first two.
They're good.
The Ring 3D. Really?
Great. Mm-hmm. Now she's actually going to come out command at us. Why am I surprised about that?
I don't know. I like the first Ring. The second one was kind of... I wasn't a big fan of it, so...
I've only seen the first one.
Well, you're lucky. Sherlock Holmes 2? Hell yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
For some reason, I'm not hearing good things.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.? Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. But, I mean, the first one was awesome.
The first one was good.
But, Spider-Man, yeah, Man of Steel, yeah. Star Trek 2, yes.
Not a surprise, yes. Apparently The Thing is a prequel, not a remake.
Terminator 5.
Oh, I totally skipped that one.
What did you skip?
I skipped Terminator 5. Oh. I don't know, my eyes just didn't want to see it.
Megan the last Fox. One was just...
Oh, no, that's not Megan Fox.
I was about to say, what, Megan Fox Terminator now? What the fuck?
No, that's... somebody else.
But, God, the last Terminator was just... the dude from Avatar? I don't know. And I got suckered in to see that midnight showing, too. But The Thing, Thor 2. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Thor 2, still have to see the first Thor.
That's good.
Underworld 4.
There was Comic-Con panel.
See, I loved the first Underworld. It's an amazing movie. The second one, I just lost interest. I mean, it just...
I don't remember 3.
I don't think I ever saw 3, because the second one just lost me. I mean, you know, because the first one, you're thinking, oh my god, this is awesome. And you're like, okay, there's two other, you know, head whatever, you know. There's the two other head vampires. So the second one's going to be, you know, he's released. And then the third one's going to be, you know, I mean, just... it's just, I don't know. Second one just lost me. Third one,
I don't remember the second and third one. I know I've seen them, but I don't remember them.
I don't know. Maybe I got to give them another shot. Because the first one was really good. I really did like the first one. Wrath of the Titans? Is that...
is that supposed to be a sequel to Clash of the Titans?
Uh-huh.
Yes, it
is. I never saw that.
I don't either.
Heard Wolverine
good 2. Things. I don't believe that one. I really don't. I think that one's a bunch of phooey.
I never saw the first one. Everyone told me, don't. No.
No, dude.
It's a trap.
Dude, just to say you've seen it.
You told me not to, though.
I know, when I'm telling you to see it now. Oh, I was say Wolverine 2 was back in 2009. That's when these were coming out.
Oh, so this list is a really old list. Okay. X-Men First Class 2. Really?
I don't know if it'd be called that.
Yeah, because First Class 2. I don't know. That sounds...
That would be kind of cool to have a middle ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you there? Or maybe. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello? Is there anybody out there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Hey, that's a great thing. Excellent.
XXX3.
I didn't see the first ones. The first two.
Wasn't the second one with like Ice Cube or?
The first one, I don't know if the second one was, but I know the first one was Vin Diesel.
XXX, State of the Union, Ice Cube, Samuel L. Jackson, William D. Yeah. So, yeah. So I guess it's going back to Vin Diesel? I guess.
I don't know.
That's weird. I never saw any of them. I'm not a big Vin Diesel fan. But yeah.
Going back to the X-Men thing, I would like to see a movie between the first X-Men movie and Wolverine Origins. I want to see that middle movie.
Maybe that's what Wolverine 2 will be, or...
Well, that was back in 2009, and then the last update was so-and-so has pulled the plug, or pulled out, or whatever.
I saw something recently, or heard something recently that, what's his name?
Kronofsky bails on the Wolverine.
So. Yeah, but I heard something recently that, I'm drawing a blank. Hugh Jackman. There we go.
Yeah.
I think he was on board. I heard something. Something
he
about
was in
him.
He was in first class.
Oh, he was? Okay.
For like a second? He was in one scene.
Oh, that's another one I need to see.
It's not exactly a spoiler because it's been said out there. But, okay. You know, Xavier's going around trying to recruit mutants. So he finds Wolverine and goes, "Hey, do you want to be a Wolverine?" He just goes, "Fuck off." And that's it. That's the entire... That's all of Hugh Jackman's part in the movie.
Okay. I guess that's it. Real quick. Muppets. The Muppets movie. I guess sequel, remake, whatever. I don't care. Say yes.
It's.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen any of the, like, they did spoof trailers of like the Green Lantern, and it was like Kermit the Frog and other stuff. I mean, they've done some pretty cool stuff. I love the Muppets.
See, I was reading something today about the Muppets. Oh,
they got an album coming out. In a week.
I thought it was out now.
No, it's 23rd.
I was reading it's out now.
23rd.
The Green Album.
I saw something on it, and I'm pretty sure it said 23rd. I'm looking it up now. Green. Release date, August 23rd. Yep.
Okay.
Don't try to.
I guess I was reading like people.
I want
who,
it to be out.
Got review you copies of it then.
Yeah, it's like I want it to be out because I can't get enough of the Muppets. But, yeah. So I.
You want to hear something that I read?
I guess that I recommend because we're putting on that when Henry's back. No, geek because.
Because
it's coming pretty long now. Anyways, Just the two of us. But anyways, I guess we got voicemails.
Okay. Yes, we got a couple voicemails. And I'll just go ahead and play this first one right here.
Hey guys, this is Anthony Alex again, continuing my voicemail dominance. I did get my my shirt, so everybody needs to check that out, get one. Oh yeah, they even come in big boy sizes. So so check that out. And yeah, pretty much on Saturdays when I'm here delivering mail, I'm getting caught up on podcasts. So good work again, guys. Sorry y'all have the technical difficulties. Sam sucks. And y'all have a good week. See y'all.
You were wrong, Anthony. It's Skype this week.
Skype. Well, actually, it's my internet connection because it's all stormy out. But
we're
gonna
blame Skype.
Still technical difficulties.
Yeah, that one was actually like a couple weeks old.
Yeah, we could play that any week and it would still be relevant.
True. Yes, technical difficulties.
But
I just didn't see it.
Yeah.
Missed it.
Yeah. Yes, they do come in. Our T-shirts do come in big boy sizes because I'm like the only freaky, or I'm the only geek who's actually not a large size. I'm like a small geek, and so I'm the minority of it seems. So of course we had to make sure this shirts come in bigger sizes.
Well, yeah.
And you can grab them, people. You know, do we have links on the site? Do we?
I
haven't been to the site in a while.
I've been thinking about putting a page, like having a tab that just links right to the store, but just haven't done it yet.
Well, I think we need to make like a side, like a get an image and make it a sidebar. You know,
that sidebar image. Okay.
That you click on it and it takes you to But it's, you know, it's cafepress.com/thegeeksftw.
Yep.
So soon it'll be up on the site. One of us will do it, I'm sure.
Yes. If, you know, if one of us doesn't break it again.
Yeah. we talked about that last show, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, we also got another voicemail from Fadios.
No, first one.
That's not what he claims.
We'll comment after. Play it.
Hey, to be honest, it's Fadios. I'm lunch, and I just realized that I don't let Anthony Alex beat me in anything. So you can expect a number of phone calls from me. I'm going to take credit for the two hangups, so this will put me at number three of the two that were quiet.
Okay, we're going to call bunk on that one right now.
Yes.
Finish the voicemail.
Because the whole thing with Google Voice is you can see, you know, where the call's coming from. Fadios lives in California. One of the calls came from, like, I think New Jersey or something. I mean, they came from other places that were not in California, so, yeah. Definitely, okay, calling. So. But even if for some reason Fadios was like, oh, yeah, I was in New Jersey or whatever, then that would mean he was tied, you know, tied with Anthony Alex so far.
Okay, now I'm going to play the rest of the voicemail.
Yeah, okay.
So, no, that'll be it. Thank you. I'm going through the drive-thru right now. I'm calling you guys. But anyways, you guys are doing a great job. Love what you do to the show. We Are Geeks. That is also an awesome show. And look forward to working with you guys with VideoGameNight.com. We're going to be rolling out some live game nights here at the end of August. And I'll be hitting you guys up, you know, off of the voicemail with dates and times. Of course, all of Open Forum Network is invited to be involved. as the heads of Open Forum are definitely involved with Blue and all those guys. But the entire network is welcome to come put up game nights, as is Gamers Gone Raw, talking about games, and a few that I'm talking to right now, which I don't want to say yet. But, yeah, I look forward to working with you guys on that and getting some, like, daily game nights, nightly game nights, you know, just having stuff always going on, community-focused game nights where you never have to play with the D-bags online if you don't want to. It's a nice, safe environment for all the gamers to enjoy what we should be able to enjoy. Anyways, I'm kind of rambling now, but it's because I just finished my food and I'm driving back to work where I'm going to eat it. So you guys are kind of filling my dead time here in this whole call. But once again, I just want to clarify the two calls you guys had where you didn't hear anybody. I'm taking credit for both of those. This is my number three, all right? You guys have a wonderful day. Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Okay. Did he say Gamers Gone Raw? Isn't it Geeks Gone Raw?
It is Geeks Gone Raw.
Yeah, so...
Okay, Google Voice does this thing with voicemails where it will try to take the voicemail and put it into text.
Oh, yeah, and I normally get a text
message.
Never
gets it right.
I know, it's some funny stuff.
It's hilarious
I'll just get it,
to read
I'll just
it
get a,
as it's playing.
You know, I'll be out and I have it set to send to my phone, so I'll get a text message, you know, and I'll see it, and I'm like, that can't be right. And then, I'll, you know, hours later, I'll get home and I'll hear it, and I'll be like, wow, that's just horrible.
Not quite right. Okay, Fadios, even if we did give you those three, apparently Anthony knew about that. So he sent in another one. And here's that one.
Hey, what's up, geeks? This is Anthony Alex, Singer Mailman, again. To clarify something, this is my fourth call. And
we know.
Casual and Knox told you wrong. I don't think you ever played my third one.
Just
but
did.
This fourth call is to thank you so much for those codes. For people that are just really struggling off PC gaming, the Humble Indie Bundles, there's just some innovative stuff on there that's unlike anything else. So, y'all, get your rig up to par where you can play some of this stuff. Thanks again, y'all, for the codes. Poetic, you rock. Peace out.
And see, I knew he had a third one. And I knew he had a third one. I just didn't know if we had played it or not. And you said, oh, no, only two. So
no, I didn't get the email on my phone because that's where I usually learn about them. Because I have the email sent to my phone. But didn't know about that one.
Yeah. So.
Until I went to check yesterday.
So Fadios, he's beating you.
He is. He's still beating you. So.
Yeah. So call again.
And we got one more.
One more.
Yeah. I don't think William knows about this one, do you?
No.
Okay, it's going to be great.
Please check the area code and number and dial your call again. 7125T. The number you dialed is not in service at this time or may have changed to a different area code. Please check the area code and number and dial your call again. 7125T. The number you have dialed is not in service.
Okay. That goes on for 3 minutes.
How does that happen? How does that happen?
I don't know what happened. But, yeah.
Wow. How does a wrong number call us? Or, I don't know. That's weird.
What? Okay, did you see we also got a text message?
Yeah, I saw that, but it didn't make sense, right?
Did you understand what that said?
No.
Neither did I.
Okay, good. I thought you were about to school me.
Well, that was internet lingo. It involves some translations that sometimes I don't understand.
Yeah, I thought you were about to school me. Like, well, actually, this is a blah, blah, blah. If this translates to, and I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's poor, poor internet grammar that has become up recently. It's all over Facebook.
So it's spam.
It's like Dismara or Jamar.
I don't know, but
wait, it's from New Jersey, so maybe it's that guy.
I don't know. Okay. Where was the wrong number from?
Queens.
Okay, so Fadios, that's not you. You can't claim for that. Just you know, making that, you know, known. He can't claim that one. So yeah, I'm surprised we've had as many voicemails as we have.
I know, I was very happy.
I was shocked that Fadio sent one. That that was just out of nowhere. And Anthony Alex is still, he wants to do him and Bubba and you and me. He wants to do a podcast like that, and that's what we wanted to do back when we had him on our show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We wanted Bubba, but Bubba, he was sick, right?
Yeah, Bubba was sick. And actually now, Bubba and I can do it live. Just two of us kind of sit next to each other, because Bubba lives not too far from me.
And you've never met him still, have you?
Nope.
You need to do that.
I've heard about, you know, there's supposed to be some, you know, maybe a Texas thing, a steakhouse thing, with me, Bubba, and... Who else lives in Indiana? Devious Mr. Matt? Maybe?
Yeah, y'all need to, like, record a podcast or something.
Yeah.
For that, yeah.
Definitely.
But, yeah. And I have a bunch, like, he was saying, those Humble Indie Bundle packs, I still have a bunch of codes from those. I've got a good amount, so... If you leave, how are we going to give them away, Stuart? Because we've been thinking about this. I told you and Henry, like, you know, a couple weeks ago, and you can't get them anymore, I don't think. I think they closed the Humble thing. I think I saw that somewhere. I could be wrong. I have no clue.
Huh.
I can look that
up. I don't know. Send us a question. Send us a geek question. Not really a geek question of the week, but ask us a question. I don't know.
See, that's what I did on Twitter. I was going to give them away if people asked this, because I was like, what questions would you want to, you know, ask Stuart or myself? I put Casual Terror or myself. And Anthony Alex, well, he did a question, but he already has a code. His question is, how are you guys so awesome?
Born that way.
It's just genetics. I mean,
it's natural.
It's just in our DNA. I mean,
I know just awesomeness is just oozing through the internet. That's why you know your internet keeps crashing out on us.
Yeah, and our numbers are low because people just can't handle all the awesomeness.
We're hipster like that.
Exactly. we're so lame. but Paladin, he's the awesome one. And if he's listening, which he probably isn't because he told me he doesn't listen to our podcast, he would get that.
Ooh, boo.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, seriously, you don't listen to us? And he's like, I don't know. But anyways, I guess it's time to wrap up the show because...
Yeah, it's...
I don't want to drop again, and it's getting late, so... Right. I guess... Android, we have, you know, our Android and iPhone app. Just search Geeks FTW, and you'll find our Android app on the Android Marketplace, the Amazon App Store for Android, or if you search Geeks FTW, you'll find it'll pop up the Podcast Box app. And you download that, and you can buy our app within there. Yeah, the app is free. The Podcast Box app is free, and then our app is $1.99. And tons of bonus content we normally put out, but this week we're just not much to really talk about. So next week we'll probably have a bunch with when Henry joins us back, because next week's going to be a super long, going to be a just crazy show. We'll probably talk more Fruit Ninja with him, and our I recommend section's just going to be crazy. But
I should get back up.
What?
I said I should get back up for that one.
If you want to.
Okay.
I guess, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, you know, the Geeks FTW, just search that. You'll find us. Our voice line, you know, Fadios and Anthony Alex both send us voice messages. And Fadios, if you're listening, hit me up if you want a code for the Humble Indie Bundle 3 games for Steam. It's like four or five games. They're some pretty good games. Just hit me up. Let me know. I'll give you a code since you've sent us a voicemail. And, you know, same with anyone else. If they send us a voicemail or a geek question, you know, just any kind of feedback, really. We'll just give out codes until they're gone. Voicemail, though, is 1-347-GEEK-FTW. That's 1-347-433-5389. And I guess, you know, Gmail, thegeeksftw@gmail.com is a great way to email us. I think Stuart and I both get those emails, and we'll pass it along to Henry if it's, you know, of course.
Not spam.
Yeah, if it's not spam. iTunes reviews, I haven't looked at iTunes, honestly.
I haven't either.
We'll have to, if you left us an iTunes review, we'll give you a shout-out next show. And don't forget, guys, check out We Are Geeks. It's turning out to be kind of a bi-weekly podcast, just the way it is, but hopefully we can get back to you know, weekly. It seems like if I forget to remind people on Thursday, they don't send in entries. It's like, come on, guys. You're all adults. Come on now. Really?
Yeah, we're all adults with jobs.
That's true, but I mean, it's not like you have to do it on Thursday. You can do it on Monday if you want, or Tuesday, or just by Thursday. I mean, set a reminder on your phone, something.
I do, actually, but sometimes I just don't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, well, at least you remember.
Yeah.
I guess that's it, really. You know, check out openformradio.com to view a list of, well, there and our site, thegeeksftw.com, and you can check out the list of all the other Open Forum Radio podcasts. There's just too many for me to remember right now off the top of my head, so just check out both those websites, and there are links to all the great podcasts. I guess shout-outs, unless I'm forgetting something else. Stuart?
I have two shout-outs. One is to Anthony Alex. He sent me a CD of his podcast. So I don't know if that's conceited or what it is. But thanks.
Just out of nowhere?
No, it was because I mentioned that he was one of my top three, that his podcast was one of my top three podcasts on the Scarfinger show. Way back when. And
that's not fair, because when I did my top three, I don't think his podcast was even out, or we even knew about his podcast. I want a CD, but but yeah, I saw that and I'm like, what did he send you? What did he send? Because I saw you know, you got something CD, you know, shaped, and I'm like, what did he send you? I want to know. How come I didn't get one? I'm jealous. but anyways, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I've got I've got friends that I think will enjoy it, so I'm gonna loan it to them.
And they don't have an iPod or?
They don't listen to podcasts. Like they've listened to our show a couple times, but
not the best show to get them hooked on podcasting. I kid. We're so awesome. I mean,
yeah, we're just oozing.
Surprise, you know. Of course, they don't listen to other podcasts. They, you know, they've only listened to ours. Of course, you don't need any others.
That's right. I'd also like to give a shout out to Elf, because holding in my hand is hat number 79.
Oh, you got your hat?
I got my Jane hat.
See, she contacted me, but this was back when, like, this was like probably a month and a half ago, and I was like, I'm poor, I don't have the money at the moment. So I'm probably bumped like all the way down at the very bottom now, because she said, you know, you're up next on my list, and let me know if you need to be bumped down or whatever. And I was like, I don't have the money. It's 110 degrees outside, 112. So, but yeah, so I'm probably gonna have to wait another year before I get a chance. Which makes me,
it's a fabulous hat.
Makes me sad. I wish I would have been able to get mine right then and there. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully I'll get a message from her soon. And but God, it's been a long time since we were put on the list, though.
Yeah, it was. So number 79. That's what she's at right now. Who knows how long that list actually is.
Yeah, hopefully, I really hope soon she'll contact me and be like, hey, you ready for your hat? I'll be like, sure am. Ka-ching. Paycheck. Money in my bank. But anyways,
it's so that's it. It's a wonderful hat, and I would like to definitely thank Elf.
Well, I'm jealous now, again. Two things I'm jealous of.
Thing is, I just made new profile pictures of me wearing my Geeks for Win shirt. Now I'm going to have to make another new one wearing the Geeks for Win shirt and the Jane hat.
Yeah. Anyways, so that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I'd like to shout out, I don't know. I really haven't been talking to many people. I've just been busy. I guess, shout out to Ace Black and Blue Man Rule, because I just listened to their latest Prove Your Point. I wish there was another Prove Your Point out. I listened to the latest Open Forum Radio, because I actually, you know, I'm trying to make time to listen to podcasts. I've had to cut back, because my job doesn't allow me to listen to podcasts, unfortunately.
Mine does.
It sucks. I mean, I'm not doing anything like that I wouldn't be able to. You know, I should be able to. It should make sense, because but the music that they play, and I guess they're like, well, we provide you stuff to listen to, so, you know, it's one of those things. And
okay, here's how I did it. Because, we can play, you know, Pandora on the computers. But what I did is I just put the podcast on the computer and listened to it. They didn't like that. So I just said, well, can I just use headphones then? Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, maybe I'll need to talk to them and see if I can do that. But, I mean, I'm like, busy and podcasts would be awesome, because all I'm doing is pulling books, packing them up, and getting them ready to ship. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books a day.
Podcasts are great for monotonous work, as well as audiobooks.
And they're not just, they're and don't get me wrong, but a bookstore. Wait, but this is a textbook store.
True, yes.
Textbooks.
Audiobooks.
Not as good as... Yeah, I know, but I mean, just 5 to 7 pound books, pulling hundreds and hundreds of those, and I did see there was a book, they're geek related actually, a textbook that I was like, really, this is a textbook? That's awesome. It was Dark Horse. I saw the logo on the spine. I was like, what? And I had to look at it, and I ended up the comic book company. Yes, Dark Horse, and it was a comic book company. It was a textbook that I guess was about Frank Miller and somebody else.
Okay.
And I was like, this is like the coolest textbook like ever. And then I turn around and I see there's a copy of Twilight like on another shelf. And I'm like, okay, I guess you have to have the good and the bad.
That doesn't make sense.
I mean, it wasn't even a tech. It wasn't even like, you know, about Twilight, or it was just the actual book Twilight. So I don't know.
Books that rip off other books?
I don't know. Yeah, shout outs to them. You know, Anthony, Alex, and Fadios for leaving voicemails. And I don't know.
Henry,
yes, Henry. I was just about to.
Third anniversary, man.
Oh, third? Okay. I didn't know what year it was, but yeah, congrats. That's why he's not here. Did we mention it at the beginning of the show? Yeah, we did.
We did.
Okay.
Did we? Yes, we did.
Yeah. It's just been total, you know, rant fest, so I forgot. Anyways, yeah, happy anniversary, Henry, and I'm really enjoying your podcast. I've listened to the pilot, and then I listened to the first of, like, Who is God, I think it's called. Good stuff. I got the other two I'm going to listen to as soon as I can. But
I listened to the one with his brothers. That was good.
Yeah, that's probably my next one. But, yeah, great stuff. Glad to see, you know, he's doing other stuff. And we got to put a link to his site on the show. Or on the show notes and like the website, like, yeah. Under Friends for the Win.
Yeah.
Definitely a friend, but he's a member of the Geeks for the Win, so.
Well, I mean, well, it is a member of the Open Forum Radio.
Oh, so those podcasts are Open Forum Radio?
Yes, I do believe that they work? Are.
I thought that was just something he was doing on the side. I don't know.
Like, the whole Knox broadcast group is part of the Open Forum Radio group. It's a group within a group, so.
Okay. I didn't know that. I mean, if Stuart's wrong, Henry, let us know.
Yes, that's just please.
If that's just your own separate thing, just let us know. Because I either way, I don't really, you know, care. I just don't know. Honestly, I mean, it'd be cool if you were, but I can understand if you just want to do your own thing. But, I guess that, yeah, that's about it. Hopefully next week will be pretty cool. I'm totally looking forward to next week. This week I had fun chatting, ranting about the remakes and sequels and all that stuff, but I'm really looking forward to I Recommend next week. That's going to be so crazy. And maybe if Stuart can find a guest to maybe bring him up. Because it's probably going to be a debate. It's going to end up being a debate.
It will be. It will be a debate.
And poor Stuart can hardly defend himself against one person, but two people.
Exactly. Yeah, so I know some people who are on my side.
Alrighty. So yeah, I guess this has been episode 55 of the Geeks for the Win the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye.